Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
Ooh, yes. Be encouraged. It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on,
no matter what's
going on, he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Just a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Let you know.
All you got to do is hold.
My. Good morning.
Good morning.
Be in charge. No matter what you're going through, be encouraged. That's a good thing to know, that you can be encouraged. Because if there are some things in life you just can't do nothing about. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I learned, boy, that my little short time, young man, too, learned in my little short time, boy, that God is in control. And when he's in control, brother, you don't even have to worry about it.
Yes, sir.
You just walking through his praise, praising him, thanking him for all the things you have done and about to do. Lord, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Magnify you, Lord. We just thank you for your
thank
Holy
you,
Spirit. We thank you for
yes,
the boldness of your presence, Lord, that you always be with us, Lord. And even when we don't even know you're there, Lord, you let us know you're there. And that's what I love about
thank
it, Reverend. You know, sometimes you just like you walk by yourself, Doc. And then
all of a sudden, you
feel some kind of strength. You know, you say,
yes,
wow,
sir.
Where'd this come from?
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, I'm so glad that he didn't leave us to ourselves.
Well,
we just thank God, man. Well, we just thank him for what he already have done and what he's about to do right now. We thank him for
thank
the
you,
letter.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank him for the Holy
thank
Spirit
that
as you speak to people this morning, Lord. We just thank you for the God, for the ones that come out, just want to just go get a little closer to you, Lord. Just want to walk with you, Lord. Because we believe it.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the end time, Lord. And we believe, Lord, if we don't get it right, Lord, there's going to be a time that people going to say, did not our heart burn within? But he spoke to us by way of scripture, Lord. So let the scripture speak this morning, Lord. Let it speak to our heart, Lord. Bless our coming in, Lord, and our going out, Lord. Lord, bless them,
yes, Lord.
Even the one who's going to bring the lesson, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. Give him strength to carry your word, Lord. Touch your people hard, Lord, that they have receptive spirit this morning, Lord. Lord, we just love
yes,
you, Lord. We truly
yes,
believe when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. So, Lord, we just thank you for your overflow. We thank you for your overflow, Lord, of blessings that we
thank
don't
you,
even know about, God. And the blessings we do know, we just want to thank you even in advance, Lord. And Lord, we just ask
yes,
you, Father
Lord.
God, to even want they come on, they have a spiritual ear, Lord, and heart, Lord, and receptive of your word, Lord. Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. And this we pray
yes,
all in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Man, thank you for that. Thank you for that prayer. Hallelujah. God is so wonderful, and that's like you said, he shows us that he's with us. He gives strength, you know. He gives strength. Oh, man, those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. I found it to be so. Oh, yes. I found it to be so, even in trials and tribulations. We're going to still be in Luke talking about this parable here. And but before we get into that, I don't know why this is on my heart, but I'm just going to follow the Spirit. Amen. He said, for some reason, he just dropped it on me, Red, the plan of salvation. the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation. It's we have a responsibility because God has done something for us. He made a way. He showed us that he loved us. John 3:16. You know, he showed us that he loved us. He gave us this example of like he always do. God always lead by example. Just in case anybody have questions, God answers the unasked questions that you have there in your heart. You know, John 3:16 tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, and whosoever, that's the invitation right there, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Now, that's what God did for us. He gave us Jesus, and in that, he gave us his part. Now, our part is that if we would just confess with our mouth, and with that confession with our mouth, we want to believe in our God, in our heart, believe in our heart, you know, that God has raised him from the dead. You know, he has raised the Lord Jesus from the dead. And this, it symbolizes baptism. You know, God raising him from the dead. And with the heart, you know, when you believe something within your heart unto righteousness, believe that what all your mind, your whole, you know, everything that is within you, loving that even goes along with the first commandment, that the Holy Spirit, you know, and with the mouth and the confession is made unto salvation, saving us from the very effects of evil.
Yes, Lord, you bless see, them.
God said, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. If we would only trust, hope, lean, and depend on him, he will carry us through. He will carry us through. I just want you to think on that, this responsibility that we have because of what God done for us, you know, and he didn't, he left us with a free choice, a free will, but he allowed us to be connected back to himself by giving us his son. He gave us his son, and he opened the invitations in this. He said that whosoever will believe in him should not perish, but you're going to have everlasting life if you believe his son and believe on the works that his son did, because what his son did, the works of his father came to finish it in the name of Jesus. Came to finish it, and then if we believe on that, then he gives us something to do. Since we say we believe it, so when we believe it, we receive it. Right there. And then he want us to go through this symbolization baptism. It symbolizes.
Yeah, Lord.
You know, it symbolizes even the very act as for all of you that know, you know, you have a pastor, and whether it be a lake, pool, or in a baptismal who in a church, he takes the individual and he places the hand upon his heart. Hallelujah. And then one hand, he lifted it towards God.
Mm. Yes,
Lord. Mm. And he states, I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the sweet Holy Spirit. Right then and there, if you're believing what is about to happen, I believe right then and there, no matter what the outward show is, but right then and there, you have made this confession, and now you're opening up yourself unto the Lord and the Holy Trinity, that they may come aboard and help you walk in this newness of life. See, this is what you're going to need. That way you don't, God will give you strength, you know, in the beginning, because the adversary will try to come and tempt you as you try to walk this walk and prove that you say it is true. He's going to try to test you, but thanks be to God, He already set us up. He set us up that we may succeed if we just stay close and follow him. Here in our lesson, thank you, Jesus. Here in our lesson, verse Luke 15, 15, chapter 11, verse, he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.
Yes,
he divided unto them his living.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there waste his substance with the riot of living. You know, first of all, where the younger son said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. You know, he asked for something that he should be waiting for it to be given unto him. But no, he wants it now. You know, how many of us would be blessed by God if we allow God's timing instead of our own timing? See, because a lot of times we ask for things that we're not able to bear them. We don't have the strength, so that what we thought was a blessing can turn into a curse upon us because we're not able to withstand that we're asking for. But here, this parable is going to teach us the very nature of repentance. And the younger, listen, the younger said unto his father, Father, give me that portion of good that falleth to me. And the father, just like God, he divided unto them his living. He said, them, not only to the younger, but to the elder. He divided it unto them. And what the younger did, not many days hence after that, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey to a far country, going far away from the house, trying to separate himself from the good things that God had for him. But no, he wanted to do his own thing, his own way, and not what has been instilled within him. And there are ways of his substance on rise to living, because he had not learned how to be steward over his money, how to try to save and prepare, and how to put back for a rainy day. But no, he wanted all his now, and he didn't even think about tomorrow.
All right,
living, bad living, I want what I want, and I want it, and I want it now. I don't care what it costs me carnally, what it costs me spiritually, what damage it do, and not realizing the sin that I do also affects the people and my loved ones around me. How can I be a light? How can I be a light when I'm just allowing darkness to reign? What if God needed me in the time that I'm allowing darkness to reign? He can't use me because I'm doing my own way, my own thing. But he did not take none of this into account. But he wasted his substance that he had, the things that God has given us. Are we wasting them on righteous living? The things, the thoughts that he's given us to help us stay strong, are we just letting go in one ear and right out the other? Things that he's given us to keep us, that we won't stray. What are we doing with the things that he's given us to help us walk this walk, to help us talk this talk? What are we doing with that plan of salvation? Wasted his rise and living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Famine had rose up. a mighty famine in the land. Mighty famine in the land. You know, oh, I'm reminded when we stay ready, we don't have to get ready. But when time calls for us to, but to reach in the bank sometimes, in our spiritual bank. When the valley seems like it is so treacherous, you know, when the valley gets, feel like you're walking through the valley, the shadow, it seems like it's death, you know. It seems like our way is dim. We can't even barely see our way, you know. That's a type of famine. when the economy starts to slow down, when sickness, pandemic runs rapid, the type of famine. When it seems like I look for him on this hand, or I look for him on the other hand, it seems like I'm so far from him. Why? Because it seemed like I separated myself. And
all right.
Oh, hallelujah. But I heard in his word to seek for him. He wanted to seek for him diligently. Diligently seek for him. Those that knock it, he will answer. But he don't want you to wait until the trouble time. You know, you can get a better answer if you're trying to stay connected each and every day. You save yourself from the famine, you know. Though a famine rose in that land and it began to be at once. A drought, you know. drought in that land. You know, no. Substance had been cut off we have farmers that they hate to see a drought come because things that they have planted start to starve for the water. Thank you, Holy Spirit, just like Christians do after we seem like we done went astray, you know. We start to starve for that water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We start to remember that there was a plan of salvation created for us. And there is a responsibility that God does something for us, but we have a human responsibility that we must do. We gotta walk like our mouths say we walk. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We have a responsibility. Oh, Lord, I love you. Well, just like he showed you that he loved you, he wants you to show him. Not with your mouth only, but with your walk, with your talk, even in the repentance it is an action. And we will see, even in this action, you know, we used to have a saying, action speaks louder than words. I can tell you all day long that I love you, but if I don't show you, if I don't sup with you, if I'm not there to lend an ear that I may help you and pray with you and hope for God to blessings upon you, not be envious or jealous, but hoping and expecting God to move in your life and lift you up where you need to be, that's when I'm showing you that I love you and that I care. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And especially if I help you spiritually. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he went and joined himself to a city, a citizen of that country, and sent him into his fields to feed. Why? Now here you taking somebody that had money. you taking somebody from a rural family. You know, we are kingly priesthood. You know, we go from a royal family, the family of Elohim, you know, once you have been adopted, you know, you see the spirit of adoption, where we cry about Father, you know, we in, oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. You know, when God has accepted you in, and then when you turn from this with your actions, just like in this story here, a young man got all that the Father had to give to him, gave him his portion, but he was not able because he did not have the wisdom and knowledge and righteous thinking. You know, he turned from that. He chose to turn from all that because he wanted to do his thing, and it was deadly and detrimental to him. But and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, joined himself to that citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And Lord, when you hang around, when you hang around sin, just like seeds of righteousness are planted within you, you're hanging around that sin. If you're not working, if you're not watching and praying, evil spirits, you know, will be join themselves. Which and then you find yourself being comfortable in that righteous living. But but when God allows that drought to come, at you know, arose a famine in that land. But for a Christian, spiritually, when you hang around sin, God allows himself to be pulled back from you a little bit. So that you may come to yourself.
That's
you know,
it,
he allows that, and he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many, thank you, Jesus, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. You know here is the beginning of repentance, because when you acknowledge, Lord, when you acknowledge your situation, you know,
yes,
when
yes.
you acknowledge, Lord, I done strayed away. Lord, I don't feel you like I used to feel you. Something wrong here. Oh, it's got to be a desire with on the inside, you know.
Oh, you
a desire, wanting, and yearning. I need oh, thank you, Jesus, Lord. I need to eat. Oh, just like the body, when it is hungry, it cries out for nourishment. You know, you start getting hunger pains. Such as the spiritual man, with the spiritual man needs to eat. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it needs to thirst after righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Lord. Matthew's the fifth chapter. If you would go to Matthew's the fifth chapter. Thank you, Jesus. When Jesus went up to the multitude, thank you, Jesus. When he was up, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. But this when you're poor in spirit, poor in spirit, you're humble in your own right. You're when you're poor in spirit, let the scriptures tell us, but that is the kingdom of heaven. When you're humble and open before God, God can do a work when you open your heart and you surrender and you bow down to Him. You when you want to make His way your way, not your way His way, but you want the things of God. You know? Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know? Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. But oh, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That's what I like about it.
That's it. That's it.
You know, when you, Lord, I tried in my way, but God, I want you. I want you, Lord. You know. Father, we used to sing a song. Father, I stretch my hands to thee, no other help that I know. No other help. I know if you withdraw yourself to me, if you allow the drought to be in the land that I can't feel your spirit, that I don't feel no nourishment for my spirit. Oh, where have I went wrong? What can I do? I've left the place where God always is.
Lord,
where I used to go seek and find Him, and I would feel comfortable and comfort, and all my needs were met, and my spiritual man was growing. And Lord, why did I leave where You had put me? But because of I wanted to go do some righteous living, you know. Well, I'm gonna drop God off right here, and then I'm gonna go do my own thing. But then I'm gonna go back and try to find Him where I thought I left Him. But now I'm gonna have to seek after Him. I'm gonna have to prove to Him that I want Him with more than just my mouth. My spiritual man gonna hunger and thirst after righteousness. This true repentance here, the true repentance. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. If you want to obtain mercy, start being merciful to someone else. If you want God to do something with your heart. If you want God to do something with your heart, try to allow Him to start making your heart pure. Don't be so negative. Try to have positive thoughts, you know. And bind the things that would hinder you, but listen to things when God talks to you. Do something about it. When God starts to put some positive nerve, try to add more positive to it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, pure in heart. But if you do this, you will see God. They shall see God. Bless all the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I know that I have passed from death to life because I have love, brother. God has blessed me with agape love that I may love someone and not so ready to hate someone or give up on someone or fall out with someone, even if I have to deny myself, deny the evil spirit that's causing me to raise up, deny myself, and God, I just want what You want. God, I know this can only happen if You allow it to happen. So bless me to be still. I know you ain't ready for this one, but God bless me with I had mothers in my life, more than one. But God blessed me a few years back with another mother. Oh, she would tease me how I would say Nebuchadnezzar. I know you hear me, Rev. Brian. And then she used to say, "Stand back and watch the salvation." Oh, God,
the Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Stand back and watch the salvation. Come on, March 28th. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, this one.
That's what God does when you try to be pure in your heart. Oh, thank you, Father. He said you were shall see God.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, blessed are the pure in heart, but they shall see God. See here in this in John 3:16, it said, "But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish." He should not perish. See, it's possible that you can still perish, but over here in Matthew 5, He said, "When you do something about what He gave you." He said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And that's Jesus talking here to His disciples. You know, when you do something about what He's given you, when you do something about what He's doing, when you show an action to Him, you know, God is a covenant God. Well, if you do this for me, I will do this for you. If you get up your loin, I'll give you some strength.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry about it. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Don't be so quick to try to be a heir, but try to be the one that come to the situation and make peace. Oh, if you see two people not getting along, see, pray to God and see, Lord, what can I do to help the situation? Not that I may entangle and make it more, you know, make more evil spirits get into it, and then the devil be so glorified. But let me see how I can bring some God into the situation. You know, help me, Lord Jesus. You know, the peacemakers, they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. That is the kingdom of heaven. Don't worry about when they talking about you, because you're trying to be right, or because you're trying to live holy, because you're not trying to dwell in what they are dwelling in, but you're looking for a brighter day and a better way. You know, you're looking for God to lift you up where you belong. You know, you don't want to be always down in the valley, but you want to soar with the eagles. You know, God has so fixed this thing. You know, we don't have to be miserable, because for the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's where we get our strength in, because the joy of the Lord is loving, peaceable. He don't want to treat you like He's going to treat the enemies of God. So stay in the family. If you have went astray, get back into the family, man. Get back into the family. Well, how do I get back into the family? I'm glad you asked. We're going to go back over here to Luke 15. Back in Luke the 15 in the name of Jesus. When you realize, when you have came to yourself, just like the young man did in this parable here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 17. When he came to himself, he said, "How many hired servants of my father have bread enough? They have bread enough to eat and to spare, and I perish with hunger. But I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son." But the father said unto his servant, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. And, oh, thank you, Jesus. And put a ring on his hand and shoes
yeah,
on his feet. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And bring him here to the fat of the head and kill it. And let it us eat and be merry. For my son was dead. And he's alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. They began to be merry. But, it started when he started to show some humility, because trials and tribulations sometimes will break you down that you may realize
come on.
where you have fallen from. You are, Lord, this can only happen to me, Lord, if you allow it. And see, because I opened myself up to sin, and then my flesh started to enjoy it, but my spiritual man was most miserable. It started to hunger and thirst after the things that God wanted. And when we start to deny ourselves of these lustly, fleshly pleasures, then God can do something with that spiritual man, because we won't be tangled up, tied up in vain imaginations and things that will pull us from, pull us from God. Because it's all about a choice. We can choose to resist that, resist the devil, and he will flee. He has no choice in the matter, because when you choose Jesus with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, everything, you know, though you slay me, Lord, yet will I trust you. You know, the Hebrew boys had to give up. But they couldn't give up because they said, "Well, God, I said He's able. You're gonna put me in there. Go ahead. You know, I'm not careful in answering thee. I don't want to play around with what I know, because God is able to keep me. And even if He don't keep me, it's for my good. It's working for my good. It's gonna help me. It's gonna teach me. Oh, thank you, Jesus." It's going to teach me. It's going to give me a testimony that I stood when others would have failed. Oh, I cried unto thee, and I waited for the Lord, and he encouraged my heart. This here in this parable teaches us when God allows that tribulation, that famine to come, he had to revert back to the things that was taught unto him and what he had that he turned away from. You know, sometimes God does some subtraction to do some addition. That that you thought you loved, he's going to see that it's not how you thought. You know, a lot of people think the grass is greener on the other side, but then when they get over there, they find out as long as they was going down that road, you know, it looked so beautiful. Oh, man, it looked good, but when they start to slow down, then when they stop, they see the patches that they didn't see when they was passing by. But when they stopped and that temptation, and after they got into that temptation, after a while, the flesh wasn't so satisfied no more, because if the flesh was satisfied, it would have stayed where it's at, to let you know that flesh will never be satisfied, but the spiritual man, and the more you let the spiritual man grow.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied. He's all that I need. Here this young man found out that God was all that he needed. He showed a representation in his father, and what the father does when we return to him, he'll return unto us, though he never left us. That's a mystery within itself, but when we return unto him, he returns unto us. He opens back up unto us that he allowed it to be shut off, that we may seek for him diligently. You know, we may seek for them with a whole heart, not with part of our heart, where Lord, I'm going to give you this time, this day, but then these other 3 days are going to be my time. No, God wants the whole heart, that he may help you, keep you, that he may carry you in times of trouble. But if you're steady running from him, you're going to run into trouble. If you're steady trying to run in the opposite way of God, you're going to find pitfalls. But if you run with God, he'll show you the pitfalls that you may resist evil, that you may turn from it, that you can continue to walk in this narrow path when you're walking with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Straight is the gate. Narrow
yes,
is the way. Is the way. And just in case if my foot slips, God gives me this grace and mercy because, I don't know everything. I'm still walking, Lord. I'm still learning. But I'm asking you that you order my steps. You order my steps, Lord. Order my steps. When I'm weak, when I'm weary, or when I'm misunderstood. You allow the grace and mercy to come and encourage me that I may walk a little stronger, that I may talk a more bolder for you, Father, because you have renewed my strength. You have lifted me, and I'm lifted, but I'm not. I'm gifted, but I'm not lifted because I'm still humble. Still humble before thee, but I know it's not me doing it. I know it's you doing it. But God, if I'm left to myself, I'll fall because it's bad to say, but it's true, because the world is more fleshy than it is spiritual, more carnal than it is spiritual. Too much out there, so I need to lean and depend on him. I need to stay on this narrow way, because if I get off the narrow way, I'm going to stray, so I got to stay in this narrow path,
this narrow path.
Lead me, guide me along the way. Lord, if you lead me, I shall not stray, but let me walk each day. See, that's why I need a strip. I need him, Rev Brian, every day, every hour. I need him. I need him every day, every hour, every minute.
That idle time, the
adversary will come in and weaken me. So I need you, Lord. My spirit, it needs you, that I may be more like you, that I may get all the godly desires that will help me walk this path before me. That helped me withstand the fiery darts that the devil tried to send out.
Because he
abandoned him. This young man, evil spirit, got in. The young man, he wanted all. Give me all, you know, so I can go do some sinning. Give me all. Lord, I don't want to hear what you say. I want to get out of your house. I want to move far away in the name of Jesus. But God allowed this. He allowed this repentance. Lord, look. I sinned against you. And I now, Lord, I don't want to come back. You know, you don't have to make me a son. He did humility. But see, God does something better than that. He treats you like you never left because you have learned the lesson that you needed to learn so he can open things back up unto you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God. Thank you, Lord. He can open it back up
because
you have learned a valuable lesson. So now I can come on back in. Hallelujah. Let me put this robe on you that's gonna cover you. Hallelujah. Let me put this ring back on the finger that's gonna give you authority in the name of Allah. You know, with the kings, you know, when they can put their stamp of approval, everything, put that ring on it. Lord God. Hallelujah. Let me give you authority again. Let me give you strength that you can bind, say, in the name of Jesus. Let me cover you with my, let me cover you. Let the salvation that I made for you, let it cover you now as you walk in and glorify me. Let the manifestation of the Holy Spirit walk before you and cover you. Let it protect you when the evil days would come, when people try to come up against you. Just let the glory of the Lord shine and be, and you know, let his testimony, let your testimony stay true. That when the testimony is, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. And he pitied every groan, you know. Long as I live in trouble, Rod, I'll hasten to his door. I won't lean on my own way. I'll try to figure it out myself, but I will return unto the Father. Hallelujah. And bring it here.
Right.
Verse 23, right. Bring the fattest calf and kill it. Now, I'm going to prepare a feast for you, you know. You know, I'm preparing. I'm gonna give you a celebration. Everybody's gonna rejoice for what he has done. You know, thank you, Jesus. Everybody's gonna be rejoicing. I'm starting to feel a rejoice right now for what he has done. I have a dear friend that is very dear to me. He's a friend. He's a brother. But God done something beautiful with his life. Hallelujah. And then in 3 days we're going to be celebrating. We're hoping, praying, and expecting that God is going to make that thing a reality. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is what happens when you turn from your way and you turn to God's way. This is what God would do. For you, he's gonna kill the fattest calf, and he's gonna let you eat, you drink, and be merry. He's gonna let you celebrate because you was dead, but now you're lost, but now you're found, and now you're gonna do some work for me. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you for thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to return unto you. Father God, that we may be better for you, Father God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to finish this. Thank you, Lord. Now, his elder brother was in the field. And he came and drew nigh to the house. And he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants. And he asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come. And thy father had killed the fatted calf because he had received him safe and sound. Safe and sound. The testimony of God. God has received you back safe and sound. And and when we're not thinking right, when we're too close, we get angry. It said he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered him, said unto his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thou minute, and yet thou never gave me a key that I may be merry with my friends. But soon as thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me. Lord, hallelujah. You always been with me. And all that I have is that, you know, if you've been faithful with God and walking with God and always pleasing with all that he has, he'll open up all to you. He don't have to withhold nothing for you. nothing from him. He don't even have to be there when you make a decision, because he knows you have shown. You have shown your loyalty. You have shown he can trust you with everything. The both sons are blessed in this situation. One was lost and returned, and they blessed him. But one that was there all the time. your representation, show your faithfulness, show. So it's no need for no celebration, because you're already walking in your celebration day in and day out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're walking in it. You're talking in it. And it feels like, oh, thank you. It feels like, oh, man, I'm not appreciated. But when the Father tells you all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad with our brothers. Oh, but see, I didn't have to worry about you because you was here.
Yeah, no problem.
I didn't have to worry about you because you stayed in my care. You tried to please me. Oh Lord, you can have the testimony that Jesus had. I gotta always do the things of God. Do the things of God. I've tried, even when I slipped and fell, I quickly repented. I tried to do the things of God. Then you're in good company as well. So both were in good company. One went out and strayed, and then another one strayed in their thoughts because they listened. He listened to the devil instead of just being rejoicing. Oh, to be glad to see that loved one, glad to see that one returning. So both of them repenting. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It was meant that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad, you know, when God speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, be thankful. Be. Oh, when God speaks, thank you, Jesus. When he speaks to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, you can start to shout right there when God speaks to you.
He knows your name.
When you go astray and he allows somebody to tell you, hey, you shouldn't do this or that, don't fight him. That's God speaking to you. That's God trying to call you back in.
Come on.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's trying to call you back. He's trying to bring you back to him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't fight him, but love him for it. Thank him for it, and watch God increase that, increase more love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness. This is how you get your savior back, your savior back in your soul. Thank you. This is how you get your savor back in your salt. Salt by itself is a bad thing. So much salt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but God will tenderize that thing. He uses that he may tenderize it, that he may make it better. You know. Oh man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your kindness.
Yeah.
Oh, for helping us to reason in my word. We thank you for. Thank you for this hour, for this time, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
to the salt of the earth.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
What a lesson, Doc. What a lesson. Thank God for the plan of salvation. Thank God for the plan of salvation. You know, we often we try to be really, really reminded of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for our pastor, you know, how he came and expressed his word today. I mean, he gave a pastor's heart to you this morning. He gave you what God gave him to speak in a time of a need. You know, and I just thank him for that. I thank God for your strength, brother, that you've been persevering for the thing for a long time. Sometimes we be misunderstood. You know, but I found out one thing about it. You know, the race ain't given to the one who's swift, nor to the one who's strong, but one who's fear. You know, and there's some things in a lot of things in this lesson what you brought out, you know, and I just thank God for how you did it, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, you know, to be the prodigal son, you got to know the plan of salvation.
Yes, sir.
You know? I thank God I used you because it was something you said and stayed with me all the time.
Thank
if I just keep my ears open, you know, if I just keep my ears open, you know, and my heart open, then I can find my way back to him. Find my way back to him. Thank you for the message.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I can find my way back to him.
Thank you, Lord.
He made a way open that I don't have to worry about what folks said about my past. I don't have to worry about the folks saying what they're gonna give me. You know what I'm talking about? But then sometimes you gotta break it down so you can understand his mystery. You know, his mystery is more a mystery than someone don't love him. The more you love him, he'll reveal himself to you. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we just have to get you know, about what? About less and get about sense.
Yes, sir.
So we just have to, stay with it, man. You know, thank you for that lesson, brother. I'm not going to step on that. I'm not going to touch that, man. I'm not going to touch it. But you got a lot of meat on the bone, but I ain't going to touch it.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir. We'll do that on the back, man. Me and you do that on the back, man. Whoever wants to come on, they come on. We're going to do some more of this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But you know, brother, you know, I'm gonna send you something, man, because you've been ministering, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna send you a sister to, you know, I just do the heading and the little main topic that she has because of
praise the Lord.
Express the love what she gave to us. I'm gonna send it to you. Let me know if you get it or not. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You've been ministering to you, you know, and God been using
you.
Jesus. Let me know if you got it. If you don't get it, I'll go through with it. I'll read it. Thank you, Aunt Martha. Thank you for what you're doing.
Gosh.
Yeah, just if you didn't get it, let me know, though. Thank you, Aunt Martha, for what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thank God. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking that. I thank you for the message. It should be there now.
Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah. The olive tree, the olive press. Praise the Lord. Let me see. Let me get this to pull up. Yeah.
Help us, Holy Spirit.
And I trying to look and to see that she got gone my transgressions. Now free, all because Jesus was wounded for me. Yes, sir. I'm trying to see. Jesus, the Son, suffered and died. Take away the sins. of the world. Thank you, Jesus, and restored our broken relationship with God the Father. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. Our hearts cry out in worship and gratitude. Worship, we begin to realize what he done, and then we can worship him in spirit and in truth, in the truth of what he did, in the truth of righteousness, in the truth of walking in his security, in the truth of, thank you, Jesus, gratitude. And we need to be grateful. And how we be grateful is we try to walk the best way we can walk. We might not know every scripture, but we know God loved us, and we can show our love back to him by walking right. Do the good things that he's telling you to do. resist the evil, deny the flesh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This how we're grateful. This how our hearts cry out in worship. Lord, I'm thankful for what you've done. So I'm gonna prove prove my love for you, because I'm thankful for how you made a way that I can repair my relationship. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. It says, sing unto your heavenly Father. He is your only hope. Yes, it's walking hand in hand. Clinging to your heavenly Father, he is your only hope. He's your only hope. He is your only hope. Hope. Clinging to your heavenly Father, since he allowed a way to be made back to him that you can repair this relationship, cling to him. don't let him go. Oh, it'd be hard to fall if you're holding his hand as tight as you can. but if you just barely holding it loosely, if you're not clinging to him, when the wind blow, when the storm come, if you're not anchored strongly in him, you'll fall. But even when you're anchored strongly in him, you fall, but when the wind let up, you'll be able to stand back up tall. So the wind with its mighty blow might bend you a little bit. But when God allows it to ease up, you'll still be able to stand back up. You stand back up strong in him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But if he do allow you to bend unto him. With the blow of his wind, if he allowed you to bend unto him, cling unto him. How do I do that? I pray. It's a mission prayer. Oh, Lord, I open up to him. I open up to you, Lord. I won't turn back from the way what you've done in me. You changed me, Lord. So I plead unto him, cling unto him. Oh, stretch forth unto him in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Let me see. Oh, come quickly, Lord, to help me. Teach me to trust you in times of trouble. Remind me of your presence and of the fact that you hold me in your loving arms. Oh, thank you, Lord. When you're close to him, when you're close to him, he don't have to. He don't have to go far.
Oh yeah.
When you're close to him.
Oh yeah. Oh, I like that.
When you're close to him, trouble is just for a moment when you're close to him. But when you're far away from him, you know, when you move far away from him, like the young man did in the parable, then you
you know, got back out in that wilderness, and now you're lost in your Oh, but when you allow a little trouble, oh, only thing you have to do is just whisper his name. Jesus.
Yeah, that's it.
And he'll run to you. You know, those that are close to him, that's walking with him, when troubles do come, our first thought is in the name of Jesus. And God starts to work it out. Oh, when you call on him, when you acknowledge, I can't work this out in my finite man, but I know somebody.
Hello.
Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing for your first thought to be Jesus. Oh, man, I just had this happen, but when you can quickly think Jesus. He's already there. How much do you please him? How much do you please him? See, just like with the Hebrew boys, though you're going to throw me in there, go ahead and throw me in there. My God is able. And even if you don't, I'm still not going to do what you try to get me to do. Then God will, he'll run to you. He'll show up. Thank you, Jesus. He'll show up. And he gives you that strength to stand strong. Be strong in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's see if I can. Oh, Lord. Let me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me see. I see some scripture here, Rev. I got up and took off. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Psalms 56:3. Thank you, Jesus. And my children. You have scripture here with it. Psalms 56:3. Like my children. The tougher it gets, the tighter we should hug his neck. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Like my children, the tougher it gets, the tighter we should hug his neck. Trust him. His love never fails. Oh, Reverend Brian, it reminds me I was sinking. Deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I, safe, security. But it was love that lifted me. Psalms 56:3, what time I am afraid. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Thank you, Jesus. What time I am afraid, I will trust thee. Oh, hallelujah. Even back up to the first verse. Be merciful unto me, O God, for men would swallow me up. He fighting. Daily oppress me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou my most high. But time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Trust in God. Don't lean to your own understanding, but trust in God.
That's it.
Trust, you know, he knows the way. He knows the way. Trust him. Follow him. He knows the way. Huh? If you need the Holy Spirit, ask for him. He'll come. Hallelujah. He told you in his word, I'll send you a comforter. A comforter. What does a comforter do? A comforter comforts. Comfort. Thank you, Jesus. Comfort you. Oh, he knew a little tough for you. But ask of him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. The Pharisees and the scribes, they hated. They sought out to, because they was losing. Oh, help me, Lord Jesus. They was losing their fame, and they was talking of another. They started with, who is this that's stealing our fame? He's giving sight to the blind.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's helping someone. He's helping someone. He ain't hurting nobody. He came to fulfill. They sought out to kill him. And all you do, your daily life, you're trying to live your best for God, and some that would be haters, that they going through secretly trying to see what they can do to hope for you to fall or get you to fall or some kind of way. Instead of allowing God to use them, that they may bless you by prayer and hoping for the best and success for you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to be kind. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit.
Heavenly Father. Hey, Reverend. Oh, Heavenly Father.
Yes, sir.
We come to the throne, right? We often make way for people to come in, and if you just need prayer, if you just need want to tell the pastor how you received the word today, we just want to make that way that you can do that. If you want to just pray for someone or need prayer, we here, If you want to change your life, if you just want to come to Jesus, we want you to just hit that one button. Give us your hand, but give God your heart. Because the plan of salvation has already been, established. Now we are here, hearing the word. There ought to be a prodigal of something. You had to be already there before. So if you didn't fell away from the fellowship, if you didn't fell away from a fellowship, then you can rededicate your life today. If you don't know him, you can get to know the man. Reverend Pastor told us how to plan the salvation. No one on the phone had been on this phone and didn't hear the salvation. Matter of fact, we really believe he preached enough, taught enough, to win thousands and thousands of souls. So we just ask you to have a respectable spirit right now. We ask you to move. And let God move you. Quit being so and let God bless your heart. Because some of us need prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us know we just can't do it without him. So we just ask you, Lord, to send someone that won't come forward. If not, Lord, we just thank you for the hour that you gave us.
Thank you, Lord.
But we're going to spend it right now. If anybody want to come. Come to Jesus. Or you want prayer, we'll pray with you. I never dare you, triple dare you. Step out on faith. Well, you'd be surprised how God will move in your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You'd be very, very surprised how God will move in your life. And you'd be more, humble. Help me, Holy Spirit. So thank God, Reverend. Thank you for the message. Thank God for we are willing servants, serving God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We find out serving God will pay off after a while, and we believe that. We believe the pay has already been proven that he already hearing us. So we just thank him for it. We thank him for the ones that came out. We even thank him for our brother pastor, Reverend Donald Henry. Thank God. God keep you. Is our prayer.
Jesus.
We really believe.
Yeah.
We know you love God, but he loved you more than you love him. So that's why he used you today. We just ask him to give you strength, Any battle that you're going through right now, anything we don't know, but God knows, that he make way for you. You know, we just thank you for your love that you have for God's plan. You came on and you took off running.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, we just
thank you
for coming out. Be encouraged, man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep doing what he asks you to do. You know, it's a time out. The Bible said the harvest plenty, but the labels are few. So Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless them, Lord. And Rev, you got anything before we get out? You know?
Thank you, Jesus.
You good.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, for his Holy Spirit. Thank you for the help me, you know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank God for allowing us to take care of our responsibility and our responsibility to him and to our brethren and our sisters. I just ask God to keep us in my care, keep us strong, and keep us strong, keep us pleasing him in the name of Jesus. Just want to do his will. Just want to do his will.
Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come so humble to you, Lord, and thanking you, Father God, for all the things you already have done and what you even got to do in his life, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, that we go on to another level of this day, Lord, that you never leave us, Lord. You never leave us to ourselves. That you keep us, Lord, in all and perfect peace with our minds failing you. So bless Reverend, Lord. Bless his coming in.
Yes, Lord.
Give him strength, Lord. Give him the cares of your heart to his, Lord. You know what he desires. You know what he wants to do, Lord. Just strengthen him with that, Lord. Lord, bless all the ones that came out just to listen and to reason in your word today, Lord. That it touched their heart. That it said, did our heart burn within by the way
this Lord.
Teaching God's word, Lord. So bless, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the way God's plan. Thank you for Sister Martha. Aunt Martha.
Thank you, Lord.
Her patience, her perseverance that she does. We just want to just give her flowers, Lord. And she's a beautiful.
Yeah.
No one ever heard her voice, but on this online. But she's a steadfast soldier for you, Lord. We know it is. So give her strength, Lord. Whatever comes to her, whether it's a spiritual thing, whether even a physical thing, Lord. Just ask you to bless her, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you for God's plan, Lord. All the ones, all the listeners, all the ones, maybe they make this only church they ever have, Lord, and this only church they even know. So, Lord, we just ask you to let it be in your spirit, Lord, to touch them, Lord, from within, Lord. So we love you, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you to be with every truck driver. Everyone had to transport things out throughout this land, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Hold their hands on the standing wheel, Lord. Sometimes they push too far, they need to be pushing, Lord. But, Lord, let them know that Father God, you still in them, Lord. Help them, Lord. Help them, give them strength, Lord. Lord, help all the ones in the sick and the set in that we do know and we don't know, Lord. Help them, Lord. Bless them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. And, Lord, if it be your will for tomorrow, Lord. If it be for you for tomorrow, for us to come back on again, let it be, Lord. If not, Lord, give us a place in your kingdom, Lord, that we can walk around heaven and say thank you for being in the presence of you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we just love
you,
and we thank you, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna steal a song I heard last night. It's a different verse to it. I hear it at night.
He loves. with me. Yeah. Though out he tells me that I am his own. Thank you.
belong.